Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
JP McMahon, chef, restaurateur and author from Galway. Good morning to you.
Morning.
It is what? What's today? 23rd. I have to check the date there. I keep thinking today's the 21st or 22nd for some reason. 2 days from Christmas Day. We're looking for a few tips from a top chef like yourself on how to make, because Christmas dinner, it's a big, big task to take on, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose we're not used to, or most people are not used to cooking for 10 or 15 or people in their house, and it's usually just the family and that, and you invite people and there's pressure and you want to make sure everything is right. So yeah, like there's a performance in it, but I think there's things you can do to make your life
give us some of your the JP top tips.
Well, like the first one might sound a bit strange coming from a chef, but I think you don't have to make everything, you know, in terms of like cranberry sauce, possibly the gravy, possibly the dessert. I mean, if you're cooking for the first time for 10 or 15 people and you're a little bit unsure, like make a list of what you want to do and then see like where you can make your life a little bit easier. Of course, the turkey and the ham are centerpieces. You can do your veg, your mash, your Brussels sprouts, all those things. But there's a few things that kind of circle that. Also, like little starters, you can pick up like nearly all of the all of the supermarkets now do so many different little things that you can pick up to feed people, particularly if people are coming into your house as well during the day and they're grazing.
Yeah.
So you might want a little bit of meat and cheese, some chutneys, some crackers, like all of that can be picked up in cheesemongers.
You mentioned starters, JP. What do you go for starters? Because like, I suppose it's a tricky one because the main course is so substantial.
Yeah, years ago...
You don't want it too big.
Yeah, years ago we used to faff around with starters, and I remember doing quail one year going, what am I doing? And nowadays, we literally just do cheese and meat. We get some cheese and meat in Sheridan's, some chutney and some crackers, and we leave it out there all day. Some beautiful Irish farmhouse cheese. There's loads of different cured meats that you can get from Ireland and from Italy, and then just leave it there and top it up, and don't worry about it because, as you said, the main event is so big,
yeah.
You do not want to be messing around with oysters. I've done them all, oysters, crabs, lobsters, and then people are like, oh, this is interesting. And then everyone's just waiting for the turkey. So,
yeah.
Do you know, people...
And are you always turkey, JP, or do you ever stray away from it?
No, I'd like to stray away, but I'm not allowed. So, we do Christmas cooking classes in an ear, and I do beef Wellington and venison and fish, but at home, I have to do turkey and ham, mashed potatoes, roast potatoes, carrots and parsnips. It's like the 101. Brussels sprouts, they have to be a little overcooked. I prefer them now a little
crunchy.
Bit under, but
they've got to be crunchy, I think.
Yeah, I think, but I can't. A soggy Brussels sprout is a sad thing. And then I always make tiramisu, but you could do that the day before. So that's another thing.
I was like going to say, prep-wise, there are things like veg and all that. You can prep that in advance, can't you?
You can make your mash the day before. People don't realize. People think that everything has to be done the day. You can have that. I mean, in the context of heating up food, like the microwave is your friend. So if you have your vegetables, roast them all off in the morning and leave them just out. Say your carrots and parsnips with honey and thyme. Just leave them there. Then put them in a bowl and then give them a microwave for a minute or two. But have everything in bowls. You can make your mash, have that out on the counter. You can blanch your Brussels sprouts in boiling water, then into ice water. They're nice and green. Season them. They're ready to go. And then when your turkey and ham are in the oven, I mean, that's all you should really be doing in the last hour, is just kind of focusing on glazing the ham and just checking your turkey. Another thing to make your life a bit easier with a turkey, not everyone wants to do it, but you can get it boned and rolled, you can get it butterflied, you can get it pre-stuffed. I mean, people like the bird as a centerpiece, but turkey is a difficult one to cook.
Because the legs take longer, don't they, than the breast. Yeah, so.
And you need the legs to be almost well done, and you need the breast to be kind of like medium well. And unfortunately, what happens is the breasts end up getting overcooked. And so I always take the legs off, and I always stuff the legs with the stuffing. And it's a bit of a complicated thing, but you can get stuffed legs, you can get butterflied breast. So, you know, try and make it easy for yourself.
Actually, I was going to ask, you're an advocate of the thermometer, the food thermometer.
Oh, absolutely. Buy yourself a food thermometer. The turkey breast, 65 plus is your golden number. And then I always cook the legs on the bone to 72. So if you're cooking the whole thing, the legs are going to need to be 72. But if you're just cooking a bone and rolled breast, 65 degrees, I mean, you can look up these temperatures. But the ham as well, a lot of people end up overcooking the ham in water, and then they glaze it, and then it goes back into the oven and it gets dry and that. So, like, just having a little meat thermometer will make your life a lot more easy, and you can look up temperatures online and you can see. Another one last thing is that, and a lot of butchers have cooked hams, and a cooked ham that has been sliced and heated is super nice, just in case you're freaking out and you're thinking, do you know what, I just want to focus on the turkey and the veg.
It's not
a failure to get, because the butcher, with the way the butchers cook the hams and they're steamed, are so succulent.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so
don't absolutely. Let very good be the enemy of perfect, or don't let perfect be the enemy of very good,
You should be enjoying yourself in the kitchen with a glass of wine or your preferred drink, and you should be calm.
JP, thanks indeed for all those tips. JP McMahon there, chef, restaurateur and author from Galway. Thank you indeed for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.